Kamusta na po kayo? Isa sa mga exciting things to do when coming to church on site, ay yun po bang alam ninyo na yung paa ninyo ay dinadala kayo sa presensya ng Diyos? Physically. Amen ba? Do you feel that? Kasi pagka nasa bahay, talagang tatayo ka na lang sa bed, upo ka lang, wala nang kilos. Pero ngayon, we intentionally go out, no? And then we walk or we ride, and then kahit na umuulan, talaga pong sinasadya natin, ang mga paa po natin ay ginagayak tayo sa presensya ng Panginoon. And just what Vince, no, declared, meron lamang po tayong isang movement na dapat gawin sa mga panahon na ito, and that is to press on. Everybody say with me, press on! Yung may power ng konti, press on! Yeah, tumingin ka sa kaliwa mo at kanan, sabi mo, press on! Yung mga nasa bahay, everybody declare, press on! Amen! Hallelujah! Lahat ng pressing on, whatever comes our way, pumalakpak po ng malakas sa Panginoon! Praise Jesus! Amen! Yan, may tanong po ako sa inyo. Kasi sabi ng iba, ang taon daw po ng 2021 ay taon ng breakups. Relate ba kayo dyan? Naku, kinakabahan tayo kasi hindi pa tapos sa 2021. Masama kaya ako sa breakup? Pero sabi ni Kelly, ay hindi. Kasi ang panahon ng 2021 ay year of breakthrough. Amen ba? Tanungin niyo ako bakit? Marami kayang kinakasal. So, pumili na lang po tayo, breakup or breakthrough. Yun. So, well, ang taon ay hindi po pagkakataon. Ang taon, ang bawat taon ay lakad ng mga desisyon. Saan ka ba paroroon? Sinong makakasama mo? Anong gusto mong gawin for the rest of your life? No? It's really a decision. So, hindi po tayo dinadala ng bagong taon sa bagong pagkakataon, kundi dinadala tayo ng bawat taon sa Panginoon. Pagdesisyonan na siya ay sundin, sundan at mahalin. Today's message talks about, yes, failing is inevitable, but rising up again is possible. Pwede ba yan? Pwede ko po bang imungkahi po yan sa inyo? Oo, totoo kapatid, na ang breakup ay breakup ay hindi po inaasahan o maaaring mangyari sa lahat. Failing, ang pagbagsak ay hindi maiiwasan. But rising up again is possible. To those who are saying with me, yes, I will rise up this year, say aloud, amen. Amen. Naku, mahina. Lahat ng babangon sa bagong taon, sumigaw ng amen. Amen. May kasamang palakpak sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. Let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name today. Napakarami pong pagbagsak. Napakarami pong mga pagkakataon na kami po ay nakalimot at talagang nalayo sa iyong presensya. Subalit, salamat, hindi itong tuldok para sa amin. Mayroong pag-asang naghihintay. And what lies ahead is better than our past. Kaya Panginoon, niyayakap namin ang katotohanan na ang pagbangon muli ay posible dahil kay Jesus na siyang nagligtas sa amin. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tuloy po natin ang ating series. Let us all together open our Bibles to John chapter 18, verses 15 to 18 and 25 to 27. We will talk about Peter's denial. Ang tanong, na-deny ka na ba? Let's take a look at the king of denial, Peter. Let us all together read his word. Inaanyayahan ko pong ang lahat ay tumayo at muli basahin natin ang salita ng Panginoon nang may paggalang sa kanya. Let us read from the English Standard Version, John chapter 18, 15 to 18, and 25 to 27. Sabay-sabay po nating malakas na basahin ito. What? Ready? Go. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that this disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door, so the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, so they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Praise the Lord for the reading of His Word. We can now take our seats. Totoo po ito. Totoo pong kaganapan ito. No? Naakalain niyo po na ang pinakamalapit na disipulo ng Panginoong Jesus, one of His inner disciples, Peter, ay talaga pong dineny po siya. Sa Tagalog, ipinagkaila. Well, ito pong John chapter 18 ay nagbungad po ng isang statement na nagsasabi, Simon Peter followed Jesus and so did another disciple. So nagtatanong po ang iba, sino yung isang disciple na yon na sumunod kay Jesus doon sa bahay ni Annas, the chief of the high priest? So marami pong nagsasabi, it was John. No, dahil daw po siya talaga ang pinakamalapit sa Panginoon. Pero meron din nagsasabi na hindi naman si John. Kasi hindi ka naman makakapasok dun sa bahay ng high priest kung hindi ka naman kilala dun. Kasi may gate, may door pa. At nung nagpunta po kami doon, talaga pong papasok ka sa malaking gate, tapos papasok ka sa door na magara, tapos papailalim po iyon. Pailalim, para siyang nasa underground. So, hindi ka pwedeng makalapit at makapunta doon sa meeting point, doon with Annas, the high priest, kung hindi ka naman taga doon o kilala ka doon. So, malayo daw po na it was John, the beloved, na yung tinutukoy na other disciple or another disciple. Meron nagsasabi, it was Nicodemus. Remember Nicodemus? Diba, isa siya sa mga Pharisees. Or kaya daw po si Joseph of Arimathea. So these two disciples, most likely, no, isa po sa kanilang dalawa ang mas nakalapit sa Panginoong Jesus during this interrogation na po ng Panginoong Jesus sa harapan po ng mga high priest. Pero siguro si John talaga pong napaka-humble din niya, and kanyang tinatag ang kanyang sarili na John, the one whom Jesus loved, di ba? Pero dito hindi naman niya tinag. So, well, gusto lamang po natin makita dito na mayroon talaga pong sumama sa Panginoong Jesus even at the very worst or darkest moment of his life. But not Peter. Why? Because he was outside. Hindi po siya nakapasok. At hindi niya po yatang kinayang pumasok. Because there was something in his mind and something in his heart that really troubled him. So ito na nga po iyon. Ang description po ng banal na kasulatan kay Peter, he was not able to come in, no? Hindi siya pumasok dun sa gate. Nandun lang siya sa may pintuan. Sabi doon, Peter followed afar off from a distance. Yun na. No? Bakit hindi siya nakalapit? Akalain mo yun, what a swing. No? Grabe yung duyan. Yung swing ng nangyari po kay Peter. Kanina lang po, ay mayroon siyang tinagang tenga. Kanina lang po ay ang lakas-lakas ng loob niya sabihin na hindi kita iiwan hanggang kamatayan. Patayin man nila ako, hindi kita iiwan. But all of a sudden, no, in the time of Jesus' interrogation, at doon po pala sa loob ng kanyang interrogation na yun ay mayroon ng sumampal sa Panginoong Jesus, mayroon ng sumuntok sa kanya, mayroon na pong dumura sa harapan ng Panginoon. Wow! No, he was there with Jesus sa harapan ni Judas, pero maya-maya, yun, hindi po siya nakalapit ng malapitan sa Panginoong Jesus because there was something in his heart that troubled him. At papapansin po natin in verse 16, but Peter stood outside at the door, so the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. So yung isa po sa mga disciples na nakalapit kay Jesus, paglingon niya siguro, wala na si Peter. So ang sabi po nitong isang disciple na to, doon sa servant girl na nakabantay doon sa pintuan para po siyang usher, sinabi po, pwede bang tawagin mo yung kasamahan ko? Ayun. Imagine nyo na po yung scenario. Pwede bang tawagin mo yung kasamahan ko? Pwede bang tawagin mo yon, yung tao na yon? At dito na po sa mga susunod na scenario, makita na po natin ang tatlong pagkakataong ikinaila ni Pedro ang Panginoong Jesus. Akalain nyo yun? 3 times Peter denied Jesus. So let's take a look, no? One by one, kung paano po nangyari. At imaginein po natin that we were there. It was really cold during that night. Malamig na po ang panahon. At hindi lang po sila siguro nilalamig sa panahon. Kung hindi nilalamig din sila sa nervyos, what would come, no, to Jesus' way after these things. Pero lumipat po ang camera mula po doon sa tahanan at sa bahay ni Annas, no po, lalipat po ang camera kay Pedro, and it was very dark and it was very gloomy. Why? The closest disciple of Jesus denied him 3 times. Let us take a look. Number 1 denial in verses 17 to 18. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Sa dalawang talata po na ito, dalawang beses po binanggit na Peter was standing and warming himself together with other people unknown. No, hindi alam kung sino yung mga yon. Nasa labas, mga usisero, mga siguro nagmamasid or maaring malapit nga sila dun sa high priest. So, nakalapit din po sila sa lugar. But I want us to take a look at this picture, kung magka-camera lang po tayo. Let us take a look at where was Peter, no? He was there standing, warming himself, dun sa apoy, yung sa charcoal fire, sa siga, or sa burnt, sa tatawag dito, bonfire, something like that. Pero maliit lang yon, hindi pa pwedeng malaking bonfire yon. Pero ang tanong ng babaeng servant girl, yung inutusan, yung ni-request, no po, ng other disciple na pakitawag mo nga yung kasamahan ko. "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" Sabi sa Tagalog, si Pedro'y tinanong ng babae, "Hindi ba't isa ka sa mga alagad ng taong iyan?" Diretsahang tanong. Diretsahang tinanong, "Di ba isa ka sa mga alagad? Di ba isa ka sa mga kasamahan? Di ba isa ka sa mga sumusunod? Di ba ka isa ka sa lakad ng taong iyan?" Mabilis din po sumagot si Pedro. Parang hindi na po niya pinag-isipan. Ang sagot niya agad ay, "Hindi. Hindi. Maginaw noon, kaya't nagsiga ng uling ang mga utusan at ang mga bantay at nagumpukan sila sa paligid ng apoy upang magpainit. nakihalo sa kanila si Pedro. Nakihalo sa kanila si Pedro. Tumayo roon at nagpainit. Wala pong kagatol-gatol na sinabi ni Pedro na hindi. Hindi ah. Hindi ako. Ano yung hindi niya? Hindi ako isa sa mga alagad ng taong yan. So he denied his discipleship. He denied his followership. He denied his companionship. He denied his association with Jesus. Sabi po na iba, it was because of the feeling of shame and the feeling of, parang alam mo yun, hindi ah, yung parang ayaw mo ma-associate. Kasi doon sa bulwagan ng ni Anas, siguro po talaga lumalabas na din ang mga kwento na, oh, nakakahiya, hindi niya masagot ang mga tanong. Oh, nakakahiya, parang ang dami mga tanong sa kanya, hindi siya makasagot. Oh, ayan, sinampal na siya ng isa, o binugbog na siya. Something like that. Oh, tinalian na siya. Alam niyo po yun, there was shame all along. But all of a sudden, what a swing. Na kanina lang, hawak niya ang tabak at talagang matapang niyang sasabihin na hindi kanila makakanti. Over my dead body, Jesus. And then all of a sudden, hindi. He denied his association with the Lord because of shame. Sabi po sa 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Maging aral po ito sa atin that we are all followers and disciples of Jesus. But when the time comes to po na yun, sa gitna ng tagumpay at nakita natin na nagpo-progress at lumalakad tayo ng maayos sa Panginoon, na iisip natin at nasasabi natin, ako, hindi mangyayari sa akin yan. Hindi mangyayaring kalimutan ko ang Diyos. Hindi mangyayaring maging unfaithful ako. Hindi ako ganito, hindi ako ganyan, hindi niya ako kagaya. But all of a sudden, you will be sifted and you will be tried. And I hope na hindi na ma-repeat ang kwento na ito. Na after such victory of seeing Jesus in His miracles, in His teachings, Peter dropped everything. Hindi. Hindi ako associated sa kanya. Hindi ako follower. Hindi ako nakasama. Alam niyo po, where was Peter? Sabi ko po sa inyo, imagine ninyo where was Peter. He was there, no, sa Tagalog, ang sabi po doon, doon sa umpukan sa paligid ng apoy. At sino po yung nag-uumpukan doon? Sabi doon, nakihalo si Pedro doon sa mga utusan at mga bantay. These are the unbelievers. These are the people who don't follow Jesus, who didn't follow Jesus. He was there. Nag-camouflage si Peter. Para bang isa siya sa mga servants. Isa siya sa mga utusan. Isa siya doon sa mga officials. Hindi niya ipinakilala ang kanyang sarili. And where was he? He was there in the enemy's fire. Everybody say with me, enemy's fire. It was a meeting doon na talagang kinuha si Jesus para suriin at interrogate. Pinaghandaan po nila na ito together with Judas who betrayed him. And the people who were there, talagang they did not believe in Jesus. Pakaingat po tayo because in this enemy's fire, doon po nagpunta si Pedro. When we feel lost, when we feel alone, when we feel confused, when we feel abandoned and rejected, where do we go? Peter went to the enemy's fire. Mga kapatid, saan tayo nagtutungo pagka tayo'y nabibigo at pag tayo'y nahuhulog at tayo'y nahuhulog sa ating kalungkutan at mga paghahanap sa buhay? We go on our own to secret pornography and we try to warm our loneliness. We skipped the life group and we tried to go and find the solace place. Where? In the nightclub? In the gaming? In the bar? perhaps to look for companionship. You are in a dangerous spiritual state when you seek to find warmth at the enemy's fire. Tayo po ay malalagay sa kapahamakan kung sa gitna ng ating kabagabagan at sa gitna po ng ating mga pangangailangan, tayo'y naghahanap ng yakap at init sa apoy ng kaaway. Number two, denial is found in verse 25. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, so they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Si Simon Pedro ay nakatayo at nagpapainit pa rin sa tabi ng apoy. Siya'y tinanong ng mga naroon, "Hindi ba't alagad ka rin ng taong iyan?" Ipinagkaila ito ni Pedro, hindi sagot niya. So dito po, another type of person coming from another person and another type of challenge, no, na alamin ang puso ni Pedro sa kanyang pagsama at sa kanyang pagkilala sa kanyang master, sa kanyang Panginoon, sa kanyang guro. But all of a sudden, he dropped it off again. Hindi. Ang pangalawang tanong na po ito muli ng isang servant, ang diretso na po, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" Hindi ka ba, parang hindi naman sa tanong na hindi ka ba isang disciple, hindi niya po tanong yon na hindi ka ba, parang hindi ba ikaw ay isang disciple? Yun po ang tono. Hindi po siya nagtatanong, hindi ba disciple ka din? Hindi po ganun. Hindi ba disciple ka din yan? Yun. Negative form, pero negative din po ang sagot. Hindi ba't alagad ka rin? Medyo mas malalim ito eh, kaysa kanina. Dito talagang pong na-identify na hindi ba't alagad ka din? Hindi ba't kasama ka din? Sagot ni Peter, hindi. Kanina, mayroon siyang, yung sagot niya ay nanggagaling sa hiya. Hiya na hindi siya napapayan na parang, I feel shy. Kung hindi, there's a feeling of shame. Na papaano ako ma-identify sa isang tao na hinuhusgahan. Parang there was this feeling of, nahihiya ako, nakakahiya. So, nandun siya sa enemy's fire. And this time around, yung denial niya is coming from fear of his own life. Dalawa na to eh. Hindi ba't kasama ka rin? Hindi ba't alagad ka rin? Parang ang karugtong nito, kung alagad ka rin, dapat nandun ka rin. Hinuhusgahan ka rin. Kung alagad ka rin, dapat mamatay ka din. Peter had this sense of death, dying, like how Jesus was going through. At hindi siya doon ready. And therefore, ang bilis niya sabihin, hindi! He feared his own life. Ang mundo po natin, sabi niya, there's no denying that this world is not really accepting, no, our Christian values as a whole. Yung talagang yung Christian values natin ay isa lang sa maraming values ng makikita natin sa mundong ito. But we can see, meron tayong biblical Christian value, biblical value, at meron tayong world value, or kaya biblical view and world view. At ang Christian view po natin, ang Bible, biblical view ay nandito. So, hindi po tayo ganun kaagad tinatanggap dito. No? Subalit, parami ang nandito sa biblical view na tumatanggap ng world view. Pero dito sa world view, mahirap ang tanggapin ito. Nakikita po natin yung challenge. Ayan. Ngayon, ang pagiging Christian po natin ay talagang sakop ng persecution, sakop po ng oppression, sakop po ng ridicule, sakop po ng pamamahiya at ng talagang assault ng ibang mga tao. But early on, nasa John chapter 18 na po tayo. Kung babalikan po natin ang ating Biblia in John chapter 15, sinabihan na po sila ng Panginoon. Ang sabi po dito sa verses 18 to 20, open your Bibles in John chapter 15, 18 to 20. Ang sabi po dito ni Jesus sa kanyang mga disciple, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also." Mas powerful po ito. Dahil nandito ang Panginoon. Kaya lang versus the worldview, talaga pong naiinganyo tayo dito. Pero ang tingin dito sa atin, talagang i-oppress tayo, talagang i-ridicule tayo, i-persecute tayo. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, bago naman dumating sa iyo yung talab ng persecution, bago dumating sa iyo yung lakas ng persecution, bago dumating sa iyo yung talagang kamatayan ng persecution, ako muna yun eh. Kaya hinarap po niya yung krus. So, whatever happens to us in this time of persecution na meron tayo ngayon at sa mga darating na panahon, sinagot na yun ng Panginoon. Amen? Amen? So, bago dumating yung hampas sa'yo, bago dumating ang rejection sa'yo, bago dumating yung lahat ng pasakit ng persecution sa atin, hinarap na yun ng Panginoon. So, ano ikakatakot natin? Pero ito po yung sinasabi ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanila. So, dumating si Peter doon sa punto na, di ba isa ka sa mga alagad? Ang implication nun, isa ka sa mga alagad, dapat nandun ka sa loob, isa ka rin. Ang dulo ng lahat ng ito, you will die. But Peter was not ready. So he denied Jesus. Sabi ko nga po kanina, what a swing. Kanina, dun sa garden, outside the garden, he was so brave. And now, dito po, sa isang tao, sa pangalawang tao, Peter became a coward. Siya'y naging duwag. Tumayo, tumindig para sa Panginoong Jesus. There will be times of persecution. Alam niyo po sa Afghanistan, di ba? Mid this year, talaga nakita po natin, talaga pong pinersecute sila bago po kuhanin ng kanilang bansa, ay talaga pong malaki na ang persecution doon. Makikita po talaga doon na Jesus or your life. If you will choose Jesus, that right then, there, pupugutan ka ng ulo. So, how much do we know about persecution? How much do we know about choosing Jesus in our lives? Yung po talagang iba, physical. Kung pipiliin mo ang Christian faith, kung pipiliin mo ang Panginoong Jesus, then you die today. Pero tayo sa araw-araw, ano lang ang pinipili natin? Ano lang ang pinipili natin? Devo or not? Life group or not? Worship or not? Yan lang po yung pinipili natin. Hirap na hirap pa tayo. But here, no? Dumating po talaga sa face-to-face trial of loyalty, faithfulness si Peter. And sadly, he denied Jesus. Yung nakalimutan na niya lahat, no? He dropped everything eh. So, mga kapatid, hindi ko na po kayo tatanong eh, na Jesus saw your life. Kasi of course, we will say, Jesus! Pero, imaginein mo na, how if, no? Nakatali yung kamay mo, nakatali yung bibig mo, and you were there before the evil man, and papapiliin ka. May the Lord really
find us choosing Him even we die for Him.
Number 3 denial is in verses 26-27. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, mayroon na pong witness. Ang nakakilala po sa kanya, kamag-anak nung tinaga niya ng tenga. Did I not see you in the garden with him? Taga-UK po ito eh. Did I see you in the garden with him? No? Did I see you with the garden with him? So, Peter again denied it and at once a rooster crowed. Tinanong naman siya ng isa sa mga utusan ng pinakapunong pari at kamag-anak ng lalaki na tagpasan niya ng tainga. Hindi ba nakita kita't pasama ni Jesus sa halamanan? Muli ikinaila ito ni Pedro at agad na tumilaok ang manok. This tells us that Peter denied this third time, no, with cursing. Sabi po sa ibang mga accounts, actually, ito pong Peter's denial ay nasa Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Walang ligtas si Pedro. Lahat po sila ay nag-account ng denial ni Peter. No, at sabi po ni Matthew, ni Luke, ni Mark, ay talaga pong napamura pa si Pedro. There was cursing and swearing. Hindi ko kaya siya kilala, mamatay man ako. Yun ang kanyang spirit. Hoping that this would make them think even more that he was not associated with Jesus. Yung, ako? Hindi kaya? Hindi ah, mamatay man ako. Talaga pong, alam mo yun, yung kanina, he was afraid of his life. What an irony, no? Talaga nawawala na po sa kanyang parang emotional stability si Peter. Yung kanina, sabi niya kay Jesus doon sa garden, patayin man nila ako, hindi kita i-deny. Tapos, sabi doon, doon na siya sa gate nila Anas, diba, isa ka rin sa mga alagad? Hindi. Because, nung sabi niya, isa ka rin sa mga alagad na dapat nandun ka, dapat in-interrogate ka, mapapahiya ka and everything, hindi siya handa doon. And then, eto na, sabi doon, di ba kasama ka rin doon sa halamanan? Di ba kasama ka sa garden? Di ba kanina lang nagdibo ka? Di ba kanina lang nag-serve ka? Di ba kanina lang nag-lead ka pa ka ng live group? Di ba kanina nga nag-praise and worship ka pa eh? Di ba you are one of Jesus' disciples? You're one of them. I know you. I saw you. I heard about you. And Peter said, no, hindi. Hindi kaya. Mamatay man ako. Peter threw everything. No, tinapon na niya lahat. It was not the faith of Peter that failed. It was his courage. Hindi po nawala ang kanyang pananampalataya. Hindi po ito usapan ng naniniwala ka ba o nananampalataya kay Jesus. Hindi. Ang pausapan na po ito, tatayo ka ba kay Jesus o hindi. That was the thing na nawala kay Pedro. Tapang, lakas ng loob, courage. And Peter threw everything, his association with Jesus and who Jesus was or is to him. Paano na yung calling? Yung wala siyang mahuli, tas all of a sudden, sumakay si Jesus sa kanyang bangka at hindi sila magkamayaw sa kanilang nahuli. Where was that? He threw it away. Nasaan na yung tumawag siya kay Jesus at sinabi, Jesus, yung biyanan ko, may sakit. And all of a sudden, the mother-in-law got healed. Nasaan na yon? Peter threw it away. Nasaan na yung nakita ni Pedro yung himala ng pagpapakain ng 5,000? Nasaan na yon? It was gone. Peter threw it away. Nasaan na yung umakyat sila sa bundok ng 3 days? No? At nakita ni Pedro si Moses at si Elijah and he saw Jesus transfigured in the glory, no, of the Father at narinig nila ang tinig ng Ama. And then sabi ni Pedro, huwag yan tayong bababa, parang awa mo na Jesus. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Dito na lang tayo sa mountain. Napakasarap ng feeling. Magtayo tayo ng tent dito. Isa sa'yo, isa kay Moses, isa kay Elijah. Napakasarap ng day with Jesus.
Nasaan na yung transfiguration? Nasaan na yung glory? Nasaan na yung taste of magnificence? Peter threw it all away. At higit sa lahat, among the disciples who alone walked on the water, it was Peter. Nasaan na yun? Peter threw it away. His denial brought him back to his old life, to his old self. Sa pagsabi niyang, hindi, mamatay man ako, hindi kami associated. Mamatay man ako, hindi ko siya kilala. Peter went back to his old self. Nagmura siya. Sumumpa pa siya. Yun ang buhay ni Pedro noon. Mayroon po nagkwento sa isang commentary because Peter, no, kapag kabinasa daw po natin yung kanyang mga aklat sa epistles, ay talaga pong medyo ang kanyang dialogue o kaya ang kanyang lengguahe ay parang salitang kanto. Because Peter was a fisherman, he did not go, hindi siya pa po nakapasa doon sa pag-aaral, sa temple, di ba? Hindi siya na-train ng rabbi. So bagsak siya eh. He was really a failure. All along, all his life, he was a failure and Jesus picked him up. At nakita niya yung worth niya kay Jesus. Minahal siya ni Jesus, tinanggap siya ni Jesus, pinaghimalaan siya at siya mismo ay isang himala. Pero 3.5 years after or 3 years, he dropped everything off. Bitaw. Ang matindi, bumalik siya sa dating Pedro. Mga kapatid, this is a warning to all of us. Naakala po natin minsan ang kawalan natin ng conviction sa pagtayo sa Panginoon ay nagkakasala tayo na, oh, hindi ko yata love si Jesus, so hindi ko siya pinapaniwalaan. But more than that, no, it's gratefulness had been gone. It's pasasalamat ang nawawala. Ang pagtanaw ng utang na loob sa Panginoong Jesus. Pero matindi, yun, kapag nga talaga binitawan na natin ang Panginoong Jesus sa ating buhay, we tend to go back to our old self. At sa Luke chapter 22, verses 60 to 62, let us read this. Luke 22, 60 to 62. Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Akalay mo yun? All along, there was Jesus. In the middle of his denial, hindi niya napapansin nandoon ang Diyos. Because he was full of himself. He was afraid. He was ashamed. He lost his courage. He threw everything. Pero magulat ka, nandun pala si Jesus. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Walang sinabi ang Panginoon. And then sabi niya, then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Have you ever wept over your failure? Have you ever wept because of the weakness of your flesh? Jesus was there all along for Peter. Jesus is always with us. Jesus always hears and sees us. Lagi ko po itong sinasabi sa aking mga anak and even to the closest disciples that I have. Na minsan nagpapaalam sila o hindi na sila nagpapaalam. Sabi ko lang lagi sa kanila, we trust you, we believe in you. Maaaring wala kayo sa presensya namin at hindi ko naman kayo makikita 24/7. But always remember that Jesus is with you. Well, this account na po is really heavy. Tama ba?
Marami na tayong mga nasagot na tanong, pero yung isa, yung hindi po yung pinakamahalagang tanong dito, yung sino nga ba yung isang disciple? Sige na, sino ba yun? How can we know who is another disciple? Di ba, hindi na mahalaga sa atin yan. Ang mahalaga sa atin ay mayroon tayong testimony of what had happened and how did Jesus, no, later on reinstate Peter. Hindi rin po mahalaga yung tanong na, sino ba may-ari nung manok? Pansabong ba yun? O hindi. Hindi na po mahalaga yun. But there is this question that we will answer this part two of our message. Why? But why would the chief of the disciples deny even knowing Jesus? Bakit? Tanong niyo po ba yan? Wala po nagtatanong. Tanong ko yan eh. Bakit? Isa siya sa inner core, isa siya sa inner disciples, isa siya sa chief, tinuturing po siyang leader of the disciples. But all of a sudden, no, he denied Jesus. Well, we can answer the why with another question. Ano po yung question na yun? Where did Peter come from before his fall? Marami sa atin na nagtatanong, bakit ganun? Bakit siya nag-boyfriend bigla nang hindi mananampalataya? O bakit siya ganito? O bakit siya nag-behave ng ganito? Bakit ganun? At inuubos natin yung panahon natin kaya isip na bakit, bakit, bakit? Well, kapag tinignan po natin yung bakit, we deal with the external, we deal with the outward. Bakit siya nagmura? Bakit siya nang iwan? Bakit siya may ibang asawa? Bakit nangopya? Bakit nandaya? So, iniisip natin yung pandaraya, yung pangongopya, yung unfaithfulness. So, itignan po natin yan and we deal with, no, or with all our efforts to the external. At talaga pong nasisiphayo tayo. But we don't treat the compulsions. We don't treat the external. These are surfacing problem. Totoo yan. Mayroong pangit na ginawa, mayroong hindi tamang tinugon, pero hindi po tayo dun magre-react at magre-respond. Compulsion yun. Tignan natin yung loob. The inner problem. And the inner problem would answer the question, where? Where does this come from? Saan ito nang galing? Yun po yung tinatawag na conviction. Bakit niya ito ginawa? Itong kasalanan na ito, because of this. Saan siya galing? Saan nagmula ito? At dito po tayo makakakuha ng sagot. So, kung ang tanong natin, bakit dininay ni Pedro si Jesus? Despite that he was the leader of the disciples. Despite that he had seen every good thing about Jesus. Well, the answer will lead us to the question, answering the question, where had been Peter came from before his failure? Point number two, the road that led to Peter's denial of Jesus. Number one, pride. First, Peter was guilty of boasting. He was so confident about herself. When Jesus had announced to the disciples that all of them would be offended, "Oy, lahat kayo ma-o-offend. Ito na, Last Supper. O beware, lahat kayo ma-o-offend. Lahat kayo matitisod." Sagot ni Pedro, "Lord, though they may be offended, I would never be offended." Ah, ma-offend na silang lahat. Ako, hindi ako ma-o-offend. Sa'yo, hindi ako ma-o-offend sa'yo. Ikaw pa? Let's take a look at Mark chapter 14, 27 to 31. Sabi po ni Jesus dito, "You will all fall away. You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Everybody say with me, Galilee. Huwag po kayong absent towards the end of our series because susundan po natin itong sinabi ni Jesus. "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you in Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fail away, I will not."
Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. But here, we know, kanina, yun na, dininay niya. Why? Bakit siya nag-deny? Tanungin muna natin, nasan siya? It was there. Peter was there in the place of pride. Take heed when you think you stand lest you fall. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Marami po kaming hinarap na mga correction and discipline and formation here in this church. At it was very gloomy and it was very dark. It was not easy. Kung meron po akong isang ministry na ayaw ko sanang gawin, ay ang pagdidisiplina o pagharap dito. Why? Because I hold on to this verse. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. Paghaharap, every confrontation, every correction. You know what? I cried to the Lord. Mihingi ako sa Kanya ng habag, ng tulong, ng awa. Lord, wag itong magaganap sa amin. And I even tell everyone, after each correction, after each discipline, may itinatag along ako ng mga disciple. Lagi ko pong sinasabi, mga kapatid, bago tayo magwakas, pakaingatan natin ang ating testimony because maaaring tayo ang susunod. And lo and behold, mga kapatid, and this really burdened my heart as I was speaking to you. It's true enough. Totoo po ito. There was one time na harap-harap po kaming ganyan with all the pastors. And there was this somebody na talaga po tinutulungan po namin pero hindi po talaga siya nagpatulong. And he was excommunicated in this church. At talaga pong nabibreak ang heart ko. And after the meeting, I was reminded by the Lord. Kausap ko po yung mga pastor na ito. Mga kapatid, take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. And 2 years after, one at a time, gusto ko pong mahimatay. Ako po'y nanghihina. What we're having today and what we're having every Sunday is not just a feast of God's Word. What we're having each Sunday and what we're having every Sunday with the Word of God is a word of formation towards His likeness. And Peter was so prideful. Si Jesus na mismo ang nagsabi, you will all fall away. And Peter said, no, it's pride. Number two, arguments. Next, he found himself arguing with the Lord. He put himself equal with God, with Jesus. Peter contradicted the Lord and declared, if they would kill me, I would never deny you. Kahit patayin nila ako. Di ba Jesus was on the road to death, giving His life and ransom for us. Pero sabi ni Peter, kahit ako patayin nila, hindi kita i-deny. Kinain ni Peter ang lahat. And he threw everything away. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Who can know our hearts? It's Jesus. He was there. He was standing before Peter. He heard everything Peter denied about him. Not only once, twice, but thrice, Peter denied Jesus. The heart is deceitful. The heart is deceitful. Every time we come to the Lord in prayer, talaga pong padurog natin sa Panginoon ang ating mga puso. Padurog natin ang batong puso at palitan niya tayo ng pusong laman na nakakaramdam ng paramdam ng Panginoon, nakakaramdam ng kanyang kalooban at sumusunod sa kanyang kalooban. Arguments. You reason out. You tend to know everything about life than Jesus. Nire-reason out mo kung ano yung nangyayari sa'yo. Alam mo na yan. Alam ko na yan. Kabisado ko na yan. At kaya ko yan. Be very careful. Number three is complacency. Why did Peter deny Jesus? Oh, we can answer it by where he was before the denial. Looking at the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26:36-46, then he returned to his disciples, that was Jesus, and he found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? And he asked Peter, kanino unang pumunta si Jesus? Sinong unang kinausap ni Jesus sa garden? It was Peter. He asked Peter. He asked Peter. He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He asked Peter, mag-pray ka, magmasid ka, manalangin ka. How many times the lack of prayer has gotten us into trouble? Maraming pagkakataon tinuturuan tayo ng ating mga pastor, mentors to pray, to have a discipline of prayer. Pero gaano katagal ang naitatagal mo? Sabi po dito ni Jesus, couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Literally 1 hour. 1 hour while Jesus was there in the midst of agony, you stand by Him, you pray, you intercede for 1 hour. Pero yung 1 hour na yun, itinulog ni Pedro. This means that Peter let down his spiritual guard. This means lack of prayer leads us to putting our spiritual guard down. Kung sa tingin mo ang panalangin ang gwardiya mo, kung sa tingin mo ang panalangin ang magbibigay sa'yo ng katinuan, kung sa tingin mo ang panalangin ang magbibigay sa'yo ng lakas, bakit hindi? Bakit hindi ka magpe-pray? Tama ba? Kung ang tingin mo ang panalangin ay siyang kalasag at lakas mo, bakit hindi ka magpe-pray? Pero hindi nga ginawa ni Pedro. That's why when the armies came, ang sabi ni Pastor Al, almost 600 men came, no, in uniform at dadakpi ng Panginoon, huli ng lahat. Makakapanalangin ka pa ba? How many times in our lives na nasabi natin, huli ng lahat? Nahulog ka na sa kasalanan? Nakagawa ka ng maling desisyon? Bakit? Because you lack prayer. Complacent. Mga kapatid, prayer is our spiritual guard. Hindi natin, ngayon po, medyo bumukas na tayo, wala na tayong face shield. Diba? Pero hindi tayo nakakalabas noon. Isang taon at kalahati without a face shield. Believing that face shield will protect us against the laway, against the virus. Same with prayer. Prayer is the power that God gives us to guard us. Pero how are we praying each day? Do not let your spiritual guard down. Jesus warned Peter. He was going to be tempted to deny him. But Peter didn't take it to heart. Complacent. Not only in the form of prayer, but also in obedience. Yung sinabihan ka na, winarningan ka na, sinulatan ka pa, sininzone mo lang. This is pride. This is argument inside. This is complacency. Number four, lumalalim na tayo. Where did Peter come from before his denial? Indifference. Next, we find him where? In social distancing. Akala nyo ngayon ang nauso yung social distancing? Noon pa. Si Peter ang nag-originate niyan. He distanced himself from God, tried to follow the Lord afar off. Merong anyong pag-follow. Alam mo yun? May anyong pagsunod. May anyong... Gagawin ko yung sinabi ko. Mamamatay muna ako bago siya mamatay. Hindi ko siya pagkakaitan. Alam mo yun? May anyong attempt. May attempt to follow Jesus. To give his life for Jesus. Pero hindi naman po talaga naganap. Bakit? Malayo siya eh. Nilayo niya yung sarili niya. There is only one way to follow Jesus. And that is to follow Him closely as you can. There is only one way to follow Jesus. And that is to follow Him closely as you can. Ang tanong, ni sino ba yung you changed my life in a moment? Ni Sarah kay John Lloyd. Anong karakter ni Sarah doon? Lida. Sabi ni boss, anong pangalan ni John Lloyd? Ha? Alam na alam nyo, itong mga kaalab. Anong pangalan? Mickey. Sabi ni Mickey. Sabi ni Mickey, stay close with me. Ano sabi ni Lida? How close? Stay close with me. Ano sabi ni Lida? How close? Sabi ni Jesus, stay close with me. But you walk far, far from me. Indifference, social distancing, trying to follow the Lord afar off. Beware. Ano yun? Yung upo-upo sa dulo. De mga gatekeepers yan. Yung pagka may gathering, tahimik lang. Yung pagka may gathering, wala sila doon sa tawanan, nandun sila sa sulok. Social distancing. Well, when you follow Jesus far off, it means that you are at the verge of denying Him. Or some says, sabi nga ng ibang commentator, it is equivalent to denying Him. Anong dahilan? Ba't ka lalayo kay Jesus? Anong dahilan? Bakit ka iiwas sa kanyang gawain? Anong dahilan? Ba't aayawan mo ang mga movement ng Panginoon? Diba? Kung walang trouble sa ating puso, walang doubt, walang indifference, walang tampo, walang offense, walang pagkatisod, or kaya naman, wala ka dun sa enemy's fire. Mga kapatid, social distancing. Hindi yan pwede kay Lord. Because, sabi dito, there is only one way to follow Jesus, and that is just as closely as you can. And number five, where did Peter come from before he denied Jesus? In the place of compromise or compromises. Next, we find him warming himself by the enemy's fire. Dalawang beses o hanggang tatlong beses binanggit ni John that Peter was standing with the other people and warming himself with the fire. Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Compromise. Nandun si Pedro sa gitna ng pag-aalangan at talagang trying to blend. At yung bang parang mapunta siya sa isang lugar na walang pressure, na tila hindi siya tatanungin, hindi siya gigipitin, walang nakakakilala sa kanya, at higit sa lahat, no? Matatanggap pa rin niya yung magandang pakiramdam. This is really talaga pong dangerous place. The minute you think that you are better than others, no, the minute that you think na talagang, wow, I can do it by myself, I can have my own decision, I can go with the flow, yun, the trouble begins. And be very careful when you find warmth in the enemy's fire. Dahil doon, you will be drifted away dangerously. At number 6, sabi dito, denial. I don't know him. I don't know him. The next thing you will find yourself saying, I don't know him, is denial. Makita natin itong mga daan na ito, the road that led to Peter's denial. It is not a, parang kumbaga, you will take it as one point, ano, parang yung isa pride. No. Number one, integrated po sila. Number two, correlated po sila to your downfall, denial. Higit sa lahat, ang denial nag-umpisa sa pride, sa pagiging makasarili. Nagbubunga ito ng pagiging mayabang at paglalagay ng mga argumento sa sarili. At dahil doon, kinakaya mo na lang ang buhay. You don't listen, you don't obey, you don't receive. And ang sabi nga doon, then you become cold. You become indifferent. You distance yourself from the presence of the Lord. At ang pinakamatindi dito, yun na, you blend with the world. You blend with the people who don't know Jesus. Para ano? Para makilala ka din at makasama ka din na walang pressure dito sa lugar na ito. And then it leads you to denial. Peter quickly found he was really in danger. When did Peter find na talagang siya ay nasa dangerous place? Nung nag-eye-to-eye contact sila ni Jesus. And Jesus was there all along. He heard and he knew. He saw everything Peter denied about him. At doon na po bumulalas ng iyak si Pedro. Doon na po siya tumakbo at nag-iiyak. And he remembered what Jesus had told him. Nako, Pedro, hindi mo ako ikakaila. Dito tatandaan mo, bago tumilao kang manok ng 2 beses, eh 3 beses mo akong dininay. Before he hears the rooster crow, nakita muna ni Pedro si Jesus. Mga kapatid, I want us to see this. In our failures, Jesus would not leave us. In our desperate moment, in our darkest moment, Jesus is there. He sees you by your eyes and He feels you by your heart. Pero hindi na siya magsasalita because He already had a word for you. And therefore, Peter remembered everything. You see the sequence? He saw first Jesus, and then he heard the rooster, and then he remembered what Jesus had said. Lahat ng sinabi ng Panginoon sa atin, whether it is a promise or a warning or an instruction, it will come to pass. But what's important is you remember. Therefore, for Peter, his failing, no, was not the end. Kasi, doon na siguro niya naalala, yung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus na ipagkakaila mo ako. Pero hindi lang yon. Hindi lang yun ang naalala niya. Naalala din niya yung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, huwag kang mag-alala because I have prayed for you. And on this rock, I'm gonna build my kingdom. And you are Peter, the rock. May mga moments sa buhay natin, babalik tayo sa pagkahapay, parang water lily, Simon. But what would make us really bounce back is the word of the Lord, the love of God. And do not shorten, and do not cut the word na napakahirap na kapag ka nasakit na ka ng kasalanan at nakagawa ka ng pagkapigati sa puso ng Panginoon, parang ang tinitignan mo lang, judgment, judgment, judgment. Ito na, tapos na ako. Tapos lang lahat. Pero natapos nga bang lahat para kay Peter? You know, he was really in grief and he was in sorrow. He wept bitterly. He cried out. Because he remembered what Jesus had told him. And he saw Jesus right before his failure. Mga kapatid, even in our failure, Jesus was there, but without the eyes of condemnation, but with the eyes of affirmation. I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. Hindi ka nakapag-pray. Masyado ka mapagmataas. Masyado kang complacent. Masyado kang tiwala sa sarili mo. But I have prayed for you. And this prayer puno ng pag-ibig at pagtanggap. At huwag kayong mawawala pagdating ng chapter 21. We will see how Jesus would reinstate Peter back to the ministry. Failure is inevitable, but rising up again is possible. Amen? Purihin natin ang Panginoon. Pwede bang palakpakan natin siya? Hallelujah! Please remember the power of the Lord. Do not focus on your failure. Do not focus on your rejection. Do not focus on the sense of abandonment. It's all a lie. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. You are precious in His sight. You are bought with the precious blood of the Lamb. Bakit papasok sa isip mo? Look into His eyes. Look upon His heart and feel upon His love for you. He paid it all. Tayong na mga nangalalaglag sa ating mga sarili, tayong mga nalalaglag sa ating kayabangan, tayong mga nalalaglag sa ating mga pagpili ng kalaswaan, tayong mga nalalaglag sa kasinungalingan at pandaraya, may pag-asa tayo. Look unto Jesus. But this is a reminder for all of us, gaano ka kalapit sa Panginoon, gaano ka nag-i-spend sa garden, gaano ka sumusunod sa Panginoon. Inevitable, you are, kumbaga, hindi tayo excuse sa lahat ng attack ng ating sarili at ng attack ng diablo. We are all prone to failure, but failure is not the end. Today, I want us all to come to the Lord in prayer. I want us to have a sincere heart before Him. Mga kapatid, again, we're not here to just listen to the Word. We're here to change, to be changed by Him. If there's a point in your life that you have said, Lord, I have failed you. Hindi ko naman naranasan yung tanungin ako na Christian ka ba? Ay, hindi. O, di ba? Pastora ka? Ay, hindi. Wala naman ganun, di ba? Pero alam niyo yun, yung sinabihan ka ni Lord na mag-pray ka, hindi ka nagpe-pray. Wala, you drop your guard. And you let people help you because you're so prideful. You're so complacent. You're indifferent. If there's something in your heart, you know, Lord, I am at the verge of denying you. Pride, mga kapatid, arguments, complacency, indifference, compromising, denial, lahat po yan. Nangyayari because, no, we drop our spiritual guard. Today you're saying to God, Lord, help me. I want to put on my spiritual guard. I want to put on, Lord, your help. I want to put on once again your glory. I don't want to throw away, Lord. Hindi ko itatapon. Hindi ko ipagkakait ang ginawa mo. Lord, patawarin mo ako. Patawarin mo ako. I have blew it away. If there's anyone here saying, Lord, please forgive me. Nasa verge pala ako ng denial. Wala akong ginagawa. Wala akong pinapatotohanan patungkol sa'yo. If this is your prayer, please raise your hand. I'm gonna pray for you. We will all pray. If you are at the verge of falling, you're cold, you are at the enemy's fire, hinahanap mong kagalakan, ang katiwasayan, ang warmth doon sa kampo ng Diablo. If you are into sinning, if you have this trouble that you sin, and Lord, I want to forsake everything, please raise your hand. I'm gonna pray for you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. The Lord sees you. And if you are saying, God, I know darating yung time I will be persecuted, I don't know the manner of persecution, hindi ko alam kung ako po ay tutukutin, I don't know, but if it will come, Lord, na mapipilian ako, Jesus, or your life, may you find me, Lord, looking at you and choosing you. Pero sa ngayon, hindi ko kaya. Kaya ngayon, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng lakas, courage. If this is your prayer, Lord, hanggang dulo, mamahalin kita. Hanggang dulo, Panginoon, tatayo ako para sa'yo. I don't know, Lord, how to do it. But please, Lord, do it for me kung darating ako doon. Please raise your hand. I'm gonna pray for you. Sa lahat ng nagtaas ng kamay, tumayo po tayong lahat. And we will come to the Lord in prayer. Come on, let us all stand up. And as we stand up before the Lord, let us put our right hand before our hearts. And let this be a moment that we surrender everything to the Lord. Just like Peter, just like Peter, he saw Jesus right before his eyes. Nagtama ang mata ni Pedro sa mata ng Panginoong Jesus. At bigay niyang naalala ang sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus. But right now, I want you to remember what Jesus had told you today. Yes, yes, failing is inevitable. Yes, nagpe-fail ka. Yes, magpe-fail ka. But it's not the end. For rising up again is possible. Just cry out to the Lord. And as we pray individually, as we pray to the Lord, I want us to sing this. I want us to offer a song unto the Lord. No matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, no matter what I did, Lord God, thank you. Your grace is more than enough for me. Come on, praise Him. Can you help us?